This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Artificial intelligence, it might be good for some things, but could it be good for faking relationships? Could an AI chatbot give you something in a discussion, in a chat, that you can't get from an actual relationship, one-on-one with someone? Our next guest thinks that, yeah, maybe we can learn something from this. Amelia Aviles is the co-founder of something called Angry GF and joins us now. Good morning, Amelia. Thanks for being here.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. What is Angry GF?
Yeah, so Angry Girlfriend, that's the app. And it's an app to reflect common cultural narrative surrounding the stereotype of the angry girlfriend. So it's for helping relationships survive. It's an app where it's based on GPT-4, and basically it's for men. So if you're struggling with your relationship, you can go on Angry Girlfriend, and on this app you could put scenarios that might be happening in your real life, and test the angry girlfriend, since it's the AI girlfriend, and you can test how this girlfriend would react when you're doing these things in real life, or if you're about to do them, and so you don't actually do them in real life, or you know how to handle it. So it's basically helping men with their relationships, and there's also an AI chat box where you can ask questions and you have immediate answers.
Like, why is my girlfriend mad at me for XYZ?
Exactly.
Instead of just maybe Amelia asking your girlfriend, why are you mad at me for XYZ?
Yes. So instead of sometimes the reason why this app was created was because of my past relationships not really working out. So it's basically the communication not being there. So sometimes of my past experiences, based on my past experiences, men don't really want to ask questions and they just do things. And or if you're trying to have a conversation with them, they listen, but they don't really put it into action. So you can ask this AI, like Angry Girlfriend, some questions. And since it's on your phone, basically you could be having Angry Girlfriend everywhere you go. and if you did something wrong, or you don't know an answer to something and you just want to learn, or maybe you're really into this person, but you have never had a girlfriend before, you don't know how to handle situations, you have the app there that could teach you something. And okay. It depends on how you use it, you know?
Okay. Amelia, look, what made you want to create this? Did something happen where you thought, I need to rant to somebody or something?
I think it was both. It was based on my past relationship. It was about 4 years long. And it was just like a lot of effort that I was putting in. I was really trying. I really loved them. I really thought that, this was the man of my dreams. Like a lot of girls think, and then we were just having some problems. Like the communication wasn't there, and then all these scenarios that I put on the app were kind of happening to me. Like not showing up to dates, not showing up to another anniversary, like the lack of effort was real, and I was trying to communicate, but it wasn't really working. So he just didn't really care.
Right.
So it was just.
You think the chat, like, could the chatbot actually change that for somebody?
I believe so. We have had some people leave reviews, and they have said how it's helped their relationships, like just being able to communicate better. Of course, it is AI, and I always say it's not real life, and every person is different. So you could learn something from this and put it into work, learn how to communicate better. And we hope we can help even more people. But if you want me to read some reviews, I have a couple of reviews that I could read.
No, I believe you. I wonder how we got to this place, Amelia. Do you think, like, nobody teaches us how to properly communicate in relationships anymore?
So I believe that nowadays technology in your phone, and there's influencers, TikTok, social media, all of these things are influencing how we act. And a lot of people nowadays, and women, men, they are on their phones and they're following this influencer. And this influencer might teach men how to be, you know, narcissistic, or like how to treat women this way. And then they follow these things thinking that this is normal, and that's how a woman should be treated, or this is what they should say to a woman. I'm just talking of men right now because of the app, since it's towards men. But I'm even with women, like, you follow other influencers, and they say, like, you should follow these tips, and, like, you start just following what these influencers are saying, and they're, like, your idols, so you start following these things. So nowadays, I believe, like, now sometimes you're not your own person because of so much technology and so many things. I'm just talking of, like, my generation. So it's, like, very different from what it was before.
Right. So, like, that what you're right. You're saying the younger generation, it's so, like, device focused that perhaps they have lost that art of actually communicating and discussing things in a way that can get through to other people.
Yes. And I believe, like, I've seen it a lot, is that communication, like the part of the communication is not there anymore in relationships. Like, people don't try anymore. If something goes wrong, something bad happens, you tend to leave and not try to work it out. As in before, in, like, the past, like, my grandparents' generation, I believe, like, they would try to work it out a little bit more than now. And now I've seen it a lot with my friends. I've seen it a lot, like, with everything. So it's just, like, kind of like they just tend to leave and not try to work it out and not communicate. So the communication is lacking.
That's so interesting. I think, yeah, you're onto something with that for sure. Amelia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, well, of course. No, thank you so much for having me.
That's Amelia Aviles, who's the co-founder of Angry Girlfriend. It's a chatbot. It's like an app that will help people figure out, why am I arguing with this person? Like, am I saying something wrong? What am I doing? Am I not using my words properly? And it will actually help people do that, especially in relationships. I think, okay, maybe that is the state of the world these days, right?
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.